Welcome to my podcast. Today we will be discussing cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, and familial hypercholesterolemia. First, let's talk about cholesterol. Cholesterol is a fatty substance that is produced in our liver and is taken in from food. Cholesterol is necessary for our bodies to function, and it's very important for our digestive system. Cholesterol also helps produce hormones and vitamin D. A normal cholesterol level is under 200, and a risky one is higher than 250. It's dangerous to have a high cholesterol level because it can create plaque and reduce blood flow to your arteries, which could potentially put you at risk for heart disease. Foods that are low in cholesterol consist of fish, olive oil, beans, nuts, oats, etc. Some foods high in cholesterol that you want to avoid are fatty meat, butter, chocolate, fast food, and full-fat milk. There are also good fats for your cholesterol called unsaturated fats. These can improve your cholesterol levels. Saturated fats are bad for your cholesterol and raise it. Trans fats are also bad for your cholesterol and is another form of LDL and can clog your arteries. Next, we're going to break down what LDL cholesterol is. LDL stands for low-density lipoprotein, and it's necessary for your body, but too much of it is bad for you. LDL is a cholesterol-carrying molecule, and it transports cholesterol throughout your body. A good level of LDL is less than 120, and a bad level is higher than 160. LDL is a sticky substance, and too much of it can cause buildup called plaque in your arteries and can restrict blood flow to them. This is called atherosclerosis and can lead to heart disease. The best ways to change your LDL levels for the better is a good diet and regular exercise. This can help you lose weight and keep your LDL at a good level. Now we're going to talk about HDL. HDL stands for high-density lipoprotein. This is also necessary for your body, and it's a good lipoprotein. HDL transports excess cholesterol so they don't build up and form plaque. A good HDL level is over 60, and a bad one is less than 50. If your HDL levels are low, you're at risk for plaque building up in your arteries. This is very risky and can lead to blood flow being compromised. Good ways to boost your HDL is regular exercise, weight training, and a healthy diet. Lastly, we're going to discuss familial hypercholesterolemia, also known as FH. FH is a genetic disorder characterized by greatly increased LDL levels and a family history of premature atherosclerosis. The most common way to test for FH are by taking blood samples or a cheek swab. FH affects how the body processes cholesterol. To break it down for you, when a cell is receiving cholesterol through the bloodstream, it has LDL receptors on the outside of it that fit perfectly with LDL. What FH does is it blocks these receptors. This puts way more extra LDL in your bloodstream than you want, and therefore you're at greater risk for heart disease because all of this extra LDL will form plaque in your arteries. FH can only be treated through diet and exercise. So if you have FH, you should maintain a healthy lifestyle.